they told you last night that you may be catching, how excited were you to be in there, and how much did you want to deliver?
I mean, you know, home up in there, for me, I treat like an opening day, you know. It felt awesome, man. Fans cheering for us the whole time. You know, I think we got the best fans in baseball, and, you know, I'm just happy to be here and doing, helping the team win.
You guys have hitters up and down that lineup, high expectations for this lineup. How dangerous can you guys be with, you know, the way you can string hits together?
Yeah, I mean, we can be dangerous. I think we got a great team. I think we put in the work, you know, sometimes, you know, we had tough early in the year, a couple of bad starts, but I think we put in good baseball, you know, we're playing good defense, we're hitting, and I think we're doing great.
What are those emotions like when you see that first one go over the wall?
Yeah, I mean, it took me about 3 years. But, man, I've been feeling really good, you know. Been putting a lot of work behind, you know. It felt awesome. Running the bases, looking at the fans. That's a dream come true for me. And just hope I can keep doing this, helping the team win.
Were you able to get the ball back yet?
Yeah, it caused me a bat. But it's fine, it's fine. Yeah.
Did you know off contact that it was out of here?
Yeah, of course. I have bat flea everything, you know. And, you know. My heart started racing at that time, you know. I started thinking about my family and missing them, and hope they're okay back home. And, you know, that home was for my mom.
Yvon, we were chilling right outside the locker room. We heard a lot of screaming. We imagined something was going on with your teammates to celebrate. Can you describe just what?
No, I knew it right away. You know, I was just waiting for it. I don't know how they call it, but it was fun. It was fun.
Did you get the cart ride to the shower?
Of course I did.
What taste did you taste, or what stuff was squirted on you that you can think of?
I think Willie put some ice cream on my head. Then I think I got some chocolate meal in there. What else? I think some sparkling water.
Oh, wow.
Some soap.
Where's a moment like that ring for you as far as just moments up in the majors so far?
I think this was the best moment, you know, and winning the game. That was one of the best things I experienced in baseball, honestly. I would say the second best thing I experienced, you know. The first one was this year playing against Mexico in the Caribbean Series. Mm. Winning that game was something emotional for me.
Obviously, there's no doubt you're going to hit. You're passionate about hitting, but you really poured a lot into your defense and your prep work to get to be a catcher. Can you just talk about the work you've poured into that?
Yeah, I mean, it took me a couple of years to start figuring out that defense was more important for me. I think that came from Yadi. I think he's the best defensive catcher. He always told me, hey, defense is more important. I know you can hit, so worry about defense. And this year I put, like, extra work on my defense, receiving, blocking, everything. I still need to get better on the throws, but it's work in progress. I've been feeling way better. Things gonna come.
You said you waited 3 years for this moment. I imagine you're not gonna have to wait 3 more years. Talk to me about where you're at with your hitting, the way you're seeing the ball. Do you anticipate more success from the plate?
Yeah, of course. I think I had a great spring training. I hit the ball hard. I've been hitting the ball hard here too. You know, a couple sack flies, and you know, I've been putting the work. Like I say, you know, every time I come here, my goal is help the team win. It doesn't matter how. All I'm gonna try to do is win the games.
They get the ball back for you. They get the ball back for you.
Yeah, they got the ball back.
How do you kind of balance that, the hitting and defense?
You know, I started doing that coming up, double A, triple A. That was the key. Was you can be thinking about hitting when you're catching, mm-hmm. because you cannot focus on the pitcher. And for me, it's more like I say, I'm a team guy, I want to win. So if I'm not doing my job, I'm affecting the pitchers. I'm affecting the teammates, I'm affecting everybody, because everybody wants to win. And for me to understand that was like, okay, I cannot be playing with the foot of everybody, because I'm going to be selfish and I don't want to be selfish. So for me, that was the thing that changed my mind and helped me be the player I am today.
Did you have to take away from some practice time hitting to give to defense, or did you make sure that you got?
Not really. I just put more work on defense. I think we have plenty of time to do everything, and I think just showing up every day and doing my routines with Poggy really helped me. Teran, they helped me a bunch, and I think those are the guys that Okendo, that the guys that have been putting me to work and helping me get better. So thanks to them, I'm getting better.
Yvon, what was the feeling like in the dugout in that seventh inning? Is it starting to unfold? Because I mean, that's when you guys turned the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's small baseball. I think they gave us some opportunity and we took advantage of it. We got big hits, Mason, we got Burley giving us the lead. So I think we put a good game, and you know, we're going to keep battering. It doesn't matter if we're down 5-7. We're going to keep battering and keep coming.
What was your approach in that at bat? Because I think that was the tying run at that point that you knocked in.
Well, I was just trying to get a base hit, trying to stay to the middle, don't get beat by any ball. So my approach was simple, stay to the middle, react to the fastball, and he threw me a slider, backdoor, and be able to take it back to the middle.
The Cardinals decided basically not to bring Kisner back. They decided it was your time, and you had a good Caribbean series, good spring training. Can you just talk about how offseason has kind of led up to this?
Yeah, I mean, I know my first year I was not the kind of player I am today. You know, I think I didn't take it serious like I should have. And they decided to bring Wilson, and I was okay with it because I felt like I was not ready. I felt overwhelmed my first year, and you know, second year a little different. I had that taste, you know, and you know, they had confidence on me. I mean, I have great years in the minors. I think I can play really good defense now, and if I'm able to hit, it's going to be a plus for me. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to the Cardinals for the opportunity, and, you know, we're here trying to win.